love talking with Bill. He's got such great insight when it comes to statewide politics. Bill, how are you?
I'm great, Tony.
Well, I don't want to limit you to Michigan. I want to just get your take on what you saw in Iowa in their caucus and what we may see from the primary in New Hampshire.
Well, I think Mitt Romney got about as much out of Iowa as he could have hoped to. Yes, I think he would have been glad to win by more than 8 votes out of more than 122,000 casts, but a win is a win. And I think he already was deemed to be the front runner, and deservedly so, before Iowa. Now, I think unless he really stumbles in New Hampshire and doesn't win by as much as he's supposed to win by, and I think he's going to win whether it's close or not, then he's got two wins under his belt as he goes south. And I think maybe the big battleground is going to be South Carolina. If he wins there, I just don't see anything stopping him. I think it's all over. The other big issue or question coming out of Iowa is whether the rise of Rick Santorum may lead to a consolidation of all the social, cultural, Republican support that's been divided among all these other candidates for the better part of a year, all flowing to Santorum, and Santorum ends up as the anti-Mitt Romney candidate, the alternative to Mitt Romney, and whether Santorum has the financial resources and otherwise to stay in the race against Romney indefinitely through the spring. I mean, it could be over extremely quickly with Romney pretty much routing the field by South Carolina, or it could drag on for a while longer. Romney seems to be the only candidate at this point who has the financial resources and the organization for the long haul, but things can change quickly in politics, and somebody like Santorum could just catch fire with a social, cultural, conservative base and start getting resources that he has been denied up to this point, and it might enable him to stay in for a long, long time. It's hard to see him winning, but he could make a fight of it.
Who wins Michigan?
Well, I think Romney, who already was viewed as being the favorite here in Michigan, even before Iowa and New Hampshire, I think it would be even more certain that Romney will carry Michigan. Now, if Santorum somehow or some other candidate is able to catch fire down south in South Carolina and Florida in the next month, maybe at that point Michigan could become important in that everybody will say, well, you know, Romney certainly got to win Michigan. And if he can't win Michigan, he can't win.
All right, thanks. So you can go to InsideMichiganPolitics.com to read Bill. Thanks so much, Bill.
My pleasure, Tony.